Okay, we're holding Maseches Peah Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph. That's 4:11. This Mishnah discusses the question of Safek Leket. That is to say, if we're not sure the nature of a particular grain, if it fell during the harvesting process and this constitutes Leket as defined by the previous Mishnah or not, how do we deal with it? And the specific case it wants to know is grains of wheat that are found inside an ant hole. The idea being, we don't know whether the ants collected this grain before or after the harvest. And we don't know if this is leket they collected or if it's just other grain they collected. The Mishnah says, Chore hanamalim shebesocha kama. If there are ant holes, now literally the words mean within the standing grain. Now the Bartonura learns it not according to its literal understanding. He understands it means while the grain is still standing, that is to say, prior to the commencement of the reaping of that grain. And since there's been no harvest, it's impossible to have leket in this field, and therefore, harei hen shel bal habayis, whatever grain is found inside the antholes certainly belongs to the bal habayis, because there's no reason to think they came from leket, certainly not from this field. Others learn, however, by the way, like the Rambam, that we're talking about the hole is situated inside the standing grain, even if other parts of the field have begun to be harvested, and the point of the mission is, we're not afraid that it was dragged across from there to here. In any case, we go to Bartonura. Shlachar kotrim, after the harvest has commenced, they've gone through, and therefore there is leket in this field, even if we're not talking about over here, but anywhere in the field is leket, then what we find in the anthole, ha'elyonim laniyim, what's on top, meaning the stuff that came later, because remember it's going to be the last in of the hole is the first out. The first stuff will be at the bottom of the hole, and the second stuff, the later stuff, the likely to be leket stuff, will be on the top. And therefore, ha'elyonim, the upper part, that which is found in the upper part of the hole, is laniyim, goes to the aniyim, but tachtonim, and the lower part, shel bal habayis, that is retained by the owner of the field. Now, the truth is, Yerushalmi explains, and that's how the Bartonura goes, that what defines upper and lower part of ant hole? The answer is, not literally its position in the hole, but rather the color of the grain. It's evident that one reaps the grain as soon as it's ripe, and what indicates the ripeness of the grain is that it goes from green to being white, or according to Rambam, if it's old, to be black and dark. Whatever the case, you can identify by looking at it whether this is ripe, recent grain or premature from an earlier stage in the process prior to falling in the field, prior to the harvest, grain. And therefore, we'll say the stuff that is certainly from, or most likely, or virtually certainly, not from the time of the harvest or later, belongs to the bal habayis, whereas the stuff that certainly could be from the period of harvest and afterwards, and therefore could very well be leket, goes to the aniyim. Now, if you think about it for a second, the usual rule is that if you have something in doubt, like for this case, a questionable grain of wheat, who should go to? So the principle in mamonos, in financial matters, in halacha always is, hamotzi mechavero, the one who's trying to extract from his friend, alav haraya, the burden of proof is on him, the one who's trying to extract it. That would mean that the burden of proof to claim this grain and to is leket would be on the aniyim, on the poor people. And until they bring sufficient proof, it would be retained and belong to the bal habayis, the owner of the field. And that's not happening here. And therefore, what is happening is there's a separate pasuk, an additional pasuk. One pshat is from the word specifically, it says, La'ani v'lager ta'azov osam. You will, with the positive commandment, you will leave them for, abandon it, relinquish it to the poor and the converts. And that comes to tell you that in the case of Safek Leket, if it's dubious whether it belongs to you or not, you'll err to the side of the ani. That is to say, we're not giving it to him out of suffolk, we're giving it to him out of a new biblical mandate based on the drasha, that if it's suffolk like it, it should daf can be given to the aniyim. And there's no hamotz mechavel of araya. The Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Meir Omer, he goes even further. He says, hakol la'aniyim. Rabbi Meir says, everything in the anhole goes to the aniyim, meaning even stuff that is green and essentially fell prior to the harvesting, and it is, although it's super unlikely that it's leket, because normally one wouldn't harvest green grain, or according to Rambam, it's dark and looks like it's been there a very long time. still, it's possible it could be. And Rabbi Meir, as usual, as the sheet of the Rav Shas is, he's afraid even for the very unlikely cases. And therefore, he says, even since it's possible that this green or dark grain could have been leket, therefore, we give it to the aniyim because safek leket leket. The rule is that uncertain leket, we assume in the ani's favor, is leket, and we give it to them, despite the usual rule of hamotz mechev alav haraya. So that is to say, Rabbi Meir and the Tanakhama both hold that safek leket leket. The difference is that the Tanakhama holds it's so implausible, so unlikely that green grain is leket, that's not even a safek. It's unthinkable. It's so unlikely. Whereas Reb Meir says, no, there's a tiny chance, and that tiny chance is sufficient to ensnare this green grain into the separate mandate of safek leket leket. The halacha follows Reb Meir, so we are going to be erring to the side of the aniyim and giving anything found in an ant hole that safek leket once the harvest has begun, according to Rambam, if it's in the area that has been harvested, to the aniyim.